You're talking
a break coming up now. After the news, Brett Everton. Amateur.
Everton, get it right.
Brett.
Gone.
It's all gone to Buddy here.
Party at a Melbourne nightclub in July are suing Victoria Police. 35-year-old Dale Ewens and 37-year-old Zita Soukis are lodging a statement of claim with the Supreme Court. Officers stormed the Inflation nightclub at 3 a.m. on July 8 and shot Mr. Ewens and Ms. Soukis after saying they received a call about the gun, which turned out to be part of the man's costume as the Joker. The federal government has pledged to work with the private health sector to bring down premiums next year as thousands have dumped their private health cover due to increasing costs. Greg Hunt says he's working with insurance providers, private hospitals and medical equipment manufacturers to lower costs.
I would hope that within the next month we can reach an agreement, and this could be a historic agreement which will give people better access at lower cost, not just to private health, but to a range of medical treatments.
400 residents of Surrey in London have been evacuated from their homes as a precaution as counter-terrorism officers searched a home believed linked to Friday's bomb attack on the Underground. An 18-year-old man has been arrested at the port city of Dover. London Police Commissioner Cressida Dick says the investigation is moving very quickly.
It's a very fast-moving investigation. We've got the full weight of the counter-terrorist police network. We've got our colleagues in the intelligence agencies and government helping in every way they possibly can.
The Bangladeshi government has announced plans to build shelters for up to 400,000 Rohingya Muslims fleeing from neighbouring Myanmar. The BBC's Jill McGivering has more.
It's now 3 weeks since this crisis began and the numbers keep rising. Bangladesh is struggling to give these hundreds of thousands of new arrivals basic shelter. Existing camps have been filled. Now the government is clearing land for a vast new one, big enough to shelter more than 80,000 families. The UN and other aid agencies will help with food and sanitation there. There's no sign from Myanmar of an end to the violence, despite growing international pressure and dismay at a military campaign now being described as ethnic cleansing.
A girl in Wisconsin in the United States who admitted to participating in the stabbing of a classmate to please horror character Slender Man will avoid prison after a jury determined she was mentally ill at the time of the attack. Anissa Weir and Morgan Geyser lured classmate Peyton Luntner into the woods near a park in 2014. Geyser stabbed Luntner 19 times while Weir urged her on. A passing bicyclist found Luntner, who barely survived her wounds. All three girls were just 12 at the time. Both Weir and Geyser told detectives they felt they had to kill Ms. Luntner to become Slender Man's proxies or servants and protect their families from the internet demon's wrath. A 37-year-old man remains in a critical condition after a stabbing at a home in Sydney's west. Police were called to a South Penrith place just before 3 p.m. yesterday, where they found a man with a serious stab wound to his chest. He was taken to Westmead Hospital, while a 19-year-old woman was arrested, charged and refused bail. Also in news, comedian Magda Szubanski, tennis legend Frank Sedgman and three-time Hawthorn Premiership player Russell Green are among the famous faces who will converge at a Melbourne post office today as part of the Post Your Yes campaign. Meanwhile, it's okay to say no was the message at the No Camps national launch in Sydney last night. This is AIR News. North Queenslander Jason Tomalolo is facing a nervous wait to see if he will be allowed to take the field as the Cowboys aim for a fairy tale NRL Grand Final berth. The Cowboys forward will come under the scrutiny of the Match Review Committee for what appeared to be a shoulder charge on Parramatta opposite Nathan Brown during last night's upset semi-final win. Tomalolo appeared to fail to wrap the arms around Bowen as he lined up the Eels enforcer midway through the first half. Greater Western Sydney's Leon Cameron and Brett Deledio know Richmond's long wait for an AFL premiership as well as anyone. Giants coach Cameron finished his playing career with four seasons at Punt Road, including the 2001 preliminary final. That 68-point loss remains the Tigers' most recent appearance in the preliminaries and the closest they've come to winning a premiership in 35 years. Cameron hopes his Giants will make it 36 when they meet next week. He says consistency is key and they'll be taking a strong tackling game into the clash with the Tigers.
We tackled really well last week against the Crows and we tackled really well against the Eagles today, even though we didn't have that same amount of numbers. But I thought we pounced on that pressure and obviously scored off the back of it.
Cam Sam Waters admits winning today's Sandown 500 would be a dream come true, and the pro-drive racing young gun might never have a better chance to do it. Waters and gun co-driver Richie Stanaway will start on pole in the Melbourne Endurance Classic. In doing so, the number 6 Falcon breaks Scott McLaughlin's 7-race qualifying streak. Australian Independent Radio News.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Pinot Grigio. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Spring is here. Start your home renovations now. Buy travertine pavers from just $49.95 per square metre. Only from Amber Tiles. Amber has the answer. The Harbour Bridge is closed until 11 and major lane closures on the Western Distributor until 12 due to the running festival. Use the tunnel or Victoria Road Gladesville Bridge instead. And delays heading to the airport. It's heavy on Marsh Street northbound on West Botany Street and building in both directions on the M5 East approaching Marsh Street at the moment. Get ready for bushfire season this weekend. Your local RFS brigade will have heaps of activities to get your home and family fire ready this weekend. Are you ready? I'm Solomon Gates, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
For bigger odds, get on Trackside. For races every 4 minutes, get on Trackside. For races 24/7, get on Trackside. Next time you're having a punt, what are you going to do? Get on Trackside. Just head to your local tab to play. Gamble responsibly.
You need more cash flow for your business, but the bank says no.
You want to use it to attract your customers, but the banks still say no.
You've got a great track record and a strong credit score, but they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not a mountain of paperwork, and you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loan subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Rosebery.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline. Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Sunny, light westerly winds tending southerly, 15 to 20 k's in the morning, becoming light in the middle of the day. Good news is 0% chance of rain. Sydney heading for a top temperature today of 19 degrees. Jim, what about at Girraween and up at Gyra?
Girraween, 13 degrees.
You're doubting me again, are you?
13 degrees presently, 19 degrees top.
There's a place called Girraween.
Gyra, morning frost, mostly sunny, 17 degrees.
For Milos Nikovic, Rolanzo available. Can hit them from long range. Will try one. What a goal! What a superb goal by Josh Rolanzo. It's just his second in the Hyundai A-League, and it is a peach.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Welcome back to the final hour of the program. Brett Emerton, our legend of the game. Very shortly, we'll go to sports update with Tanya throughout the course of this hour. We'll have Trent Lanscar from tab.com.au, Scotty Foster as well. And, of course, we want to get to as many callers as we can. So 1353 is the open line number. And streaks is the topic of the day after Winx's 20 straight victories with that great win yesterday. And I could, if you want to talk about streaks, you could talk about the fact that the Socceroos were not in the World Cup for so long.
74 was up until 05 or 06.
Yeah. 06, yeah. Was it 32 years in the wilderness? And it all ended on a fantastic night out at ANZ Stadium in 2005. And we're lucky enough to be joined by Brett Emerton, who was an important part of those two legs against Uruguay. And, of course, the same or a similar situation confronts the Socceroos at the moment with a big game against Syria out there on October 10. Good morning, Brett.
Morning, guys.
Morning,
look,
Brett.
Thanks very much for the time. We really do appreciate it. And with the way the Matildas played yesterday, it's soccer in this country, or football, if you want to call it. It's going to strength to strength. So we're delighted to have the opportunity to speak with you. Let's start with where it began for you. I think MacArthur Rams was your junior club. How did Brett Emerton get into football?
Yeah, I started playing football at the age of five out of my local club called the Campbelltown Gunners. From there,
okay.
Went on to represent, yep, you're exactly right, the MacArthur Rams, before a few other representative teams, and spent a little bit of time down at the RAS in Canberra for a couple of years before signing my first professional contract here in Australia for Sydney Olympic.
As a young kid growing up in Western Sydney, Brett, in rugby league, Mad City, I suppose, were there dreams of making it overseas and playing in Europe and playing in the English Premier League?
Yeah, definitely. I think as a young boy, obviously, you, like any other kid, you play because you love the sport. Yeah. So didn't really have those big dreams and aspirations. But once I guess, became a teenager and realised that I did have some ability, I guess that's when the hard work really started and really believed that I could make a career out of it.
What impact did it have playing at the Sydney Olympics? I have never seen a city respond so much to an event, or this city certainly responds so much to an event like the Sydney Olympics, and football was a big part of that program. Did you get that sense as a player in that team that a whole nation was behind you so strongly?
Yeah, definitely. I knew how big of an occasion it was, and I actually had the pleasure of captaining the side in 2000. So
yeah.
I had opportunities to go overseas and play professional football before then, but I knew it was a once in a lifetime opportunity, so I decided to stay here and put all my focus on doing the best I can for my country at those Olympic Games, and what an event it was. Results didn't go our way, but as an experience, it's one I'll never forget.
Brett, as an elite athlete, and you've played all over the world with some of the great clubs of the world, but can you put in perspective what it is for someone like yourself to go into an Olympic Games against really what you're alongside the absolute best athletes in all sports all around the world?
Yeah, I think that's what makes it so enjoyable, is that you are surrounded by supreme athletes in other football codes, and obviously athletics and swimming, and you walk into that food court, and I remember it like it was yesterday. I went in one day to get my lunch, and there's Muhammad Ali sitting down having his lunch, obviously not participating, but as a spectator. But just moments like that, which you'll never forget.
Yeah. And then the move to Europe, Feyenoord. How did Feyenoord come onto the radar? I guess there's an agent out there just doing his best for you, and hopefully you get to the strongest club you can.
Yeah, I was playing with all the junior Australian teams, the under-17s, the under-20s, and had several trips overseas and got to play against the Dutch national team. So I was spotted there, and my old coach at Sydney Olympic, Dave Mitchell, was an ex-Feyenoord player himself. So the combination of those two things got me there in the end.
What about the move to Blackburn Rovers 3 years later? What was that, a club that you supported when you were growing up in those Western Sydney as a teenager? And how did that move come about in 2003 to the EPL?
As a teenager, I was actually a Manchester United supporter.
Oh, hey, Jimmy,
of course you were.
Now,
of course you were.
Yeah, yeah. He's a massive fan.
But obviously, the Premier League was a league which it was a dream for me to play there one day. So Feyenoord was such a great stepping stone for me to finally get to the Premier League. And whilst I was at Feyenoord, there was plenty of opportunities to go to other clubs, but got to Blackburn in the end and spent almost 10 seasons there. So, a great experience, and feel so lucky to have been able to achieve that.
What is it about the English Premier League? You know, there's the strong argument that it's the best league in the world right now. What are the characteristics of it? Is it the talk about the tough tackling of the Premier League? What was the thing you noticed most?
I think it's just the pace of the game. It's definitely played at a ferocious pace. And like you say, it's got some of the best teams in the world playing in it. And as a player, I think you have to approach every game like it's a grand final. Every week is a big game. There's no easy games, and I think that's as a player, that's what you look forward to. So every week you're really up for it and enjoying your football.
At those 8 or 9 seasons at Blackburn Rovers, you're playing at that elite level, Brett. But one thing about you invariably made yourself available for the national team. And you end up playing almost 100 games for the Socceroos. what was it like to play for Australia and indeed in a couple of World Cups?
Yeah, you can't compare to going out there and representing your country. Mm. I think...
Was there pressure on you though to stay on certain times in England and come back? Or?
Yeah, there's always huge pressure. Obviously, you're playing for big clubs and they're paying you big money to play. But from my experience, I always had managers who were quite understanding, so I never
had... Did you go to them, Brett, and say, look, I want to go home to play for my country? And then what was the conversation like when you went to your manager?
When it comes down to the FIFA rules, they've really got no choice but to let you go and represent your country. So I guess it's just speaking to them and letting them know that you're going to do absolutely everything you can to come back uninjured and in the best possible shape to play the following weekend.
Mm. The lifestyle that is afforded to Premier League players. I was over in England in the year 2000 and was just, I had no comprehension of the size of the English Premier League and just how it dominates everything. You know, forget back page, they're often front page news. So right reasons, wrong reasons. Give us the story, the anecdote that best explains just how much of a pedestal these English Premier League soccer players are kept on.
Yeah, it's, I mean, most players over there are household names, so it's very, I guess, easy to get yourself in trouble. But I actually lived in Manchester where 99.9% of people were either Man United supporters or Man City supporters, so they kind of left me alone, fortunately. So I think that was a wise move.
Yeah. Hey, Brett, I think I've read a couple of times in doing some research on you over the years that of the hundreds of games you played all over the world at the top level, there's one that stands out, and for obvious reasons, a 2005 World Cup qualifier against Uruguay. Jimmy was lucky enough to be in the crowd that night. I think the rest of the nation was watching on TV. For the Socceroos coming up when their clash against Syria, can you give us an understanding of, one, the level of expectation that the players were feeling, and how did you cope with that pressure going into that night in that qualifier against Uruguay?
Yeah, it's definitely the biggest night of my footballing career. Mm. Huge amounts of pressure. But for some reason, looking back at it, I was quite relaxed. I think we had a fantastic group of players, and I think we all believed in our own abilities and we knew we could achieve the desired result. So I think going into the game, although the fans and obviously the Australian public were putting us under enormous pressure, we didn't put ourselves under pressure, and I think that helped us get across the line in the end.
The fact that you did feel relaxed says a lot about Gus Hiddink and what he was able
good,
to...
Good coaching management.
Yeah, exactly. What was it about Gus? Because he came in... sort of halfway through the qualification period, but immediately made a change to the side and then probably took it another step when you actually went to Germany in 2006. I don't think we've ever seen Mark Viduka play as well.
Mm.
No, I think I think the thing with Goose, he knew how to get the best out of each and every individual. And when you were playing under him, it didn't matter if your name was Mark Viduka or Harry Kuehl or Tim Cahill, you needed to earn your spot in that starting 11. Mm. And I think everyone respected that from him. He had us prepared for every possible situation that might be put in front of us. Mm. I think that's why we went into games so relaxed and confident that we could get the job done.
Mm. Hey, Brett, come October 10, massive game again. The Socceroos have that World Cup Asian qualifier against Syria. The first leg is on October 5 in Malaysia, as we know.
Mm.
How are the Socceroos tracking? What's your belief that they can they get the job done against Syria?
Yeah, I believe we will. obviously, we didn't want to be in this position, but now it is what it is. Mm-hmm. We have to go away against Syria on the 5th of October, which is not going to be easy. There's no easy games in world football anymore, so it will be tough. But I think what is in our favour that we do play that second leg here at ANZ Stadium on the 10th of October. So we've got a good history playing there. We don't lose very often when we do play at ANZ, so that's in our favour. And I think the boys will get that job done. And then once hopefully Syria are out of the way, we play the fourth placed CONCACAF team. Also, the away leg, the home leg will be on the 14th of November. So hopefully we can create a similar atmosphere that we had on that night back in 2005, and we can qualify for our fourth consecutive World Cup.
Yeah, yeah. There was sound for 150 minutes.
Yeah,
there was. There was sound from the moment it kicked off till the end, until John Aloisi's goal and beyond. There was
great sporting moments.
Throughout your career, Brett, the best player that you played with, and the one you feared as an opponent.
All right, one I played with. I'll go with one of the Aussie boys. I think Gary Kuehl. I think at his peak, when he was at Leeds in his mid-20s, say, he was almost unplayable.
Wow.
I think I really respected him as a footballer. He had all the attributes and played against probably Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah.
I think when I was at Blackburn, he was starting out at Manchester United, and you didn't want to be defending against that bloke. He was just, he was amazing. Gave me a few nightmares.
He's kicked on that bloke too. He's done all right for himself.
He did all right. We actually made our debut in the Premier League on the same day.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, okay.
Which was quite amazing. And we both did fairly well on debut, playing similar positions on the right wing. And I remember after our debut games, they were actually comparing the two of us on the football programs over there. But he actually kicked on a little bit more than I did. I'm not complaining.
You're a lot to be proud of, Brett. Yeah. Wonderful career.
You don't manscape as much as he does, Brett.
No.
Well, fantastic to have a chat, Brett. We're all excited about this Socceroos World Cup qualifier coming up on October 10. No doubt you'll be there at ANZ Stadium. Let's hope Raymond might be able to jag us a few tickets and we might turn up as well.
We'll do our best.
My pleasure, guys.
Thanks so much, Brett.
Thanks, Brett Emerton there. Just a reminder too, tickets on sale now, available at Ticketek for that October 10 playoff game against Syria. A vital game.
Wonderful career, isn't he, Brett?
Yeah. Exceptional player. One of those guys who squeezed the most out of his career, which is great.
Exactly.
Which is the way you could describe what the Cowboys have been doing. They're just phenomenal what they've been able to put together. And I think a big part of it is coaching, and we've been lucky enough to get the coach, Paul Green, on the line. He's at the airport, ready to jump on a plane. Hello, Greeny.
Morning, boys. How are you?
Yeah, really well. Appreciate your time this morning, mate. I guess the thing that, as an outsider looking in, I'd have to say that the amount of pride you have for these patched-up players that are doing a job for you. Is that right?
Oh, definitely. It's been a really challenging season for obvious reasons, but it's also been really rewarding too to see just how the boys have grown and embraced the challenge, and we're seeing the fruits of it now.
Hey, good morning, Paul. Thanks for joining us. I was listening to Lachlan Coote after the game last night, and he was talking about the belief in the player group and the belief that coaching staff have instilled in them. You guys do think you can go all the way?
Yeah, absolutely. There's no reason why we can't, and I think through that period where we had a few losses, I think we had four losses in a row there, but we're playing the best teams in the comp at that stage, you know, the Cronulla, Brisbane, Melbourne Storm. And I think through that period, we learned a lot as a team. We also learned that our game was good enough at times to match those teams, and that was the important lesson we needed to take out of those losses. Mm. And so we've held on to that, but we also knew that we had to be able to do that longer in games if we want to compete against them in the bigger games come this time of the year. And I think the boys have embraced that, as I said, and we've been able to do that so far.
Paul, I was interested to hear before the game last night that there was a great deal of confidence in the Cowboys side. And part of that confidence was about the way you matched up against Parramatta. And you mentioned it in the press conference after the game. Can you expand on that a little about what it was about Parramatta or the Cowboys that gave you that confidence?
Oh, it's more just us. It's more just the confidence in the game that we've got at the moment. And the players, too. The players, as I said, embracing the challenge and really getting the best out of themselves, which was there. It's been there all year. As I said, we just haven't been doing it consistently enough. And, in the last couple of games in particular, I think we've been able to do that.
Paul, how about last night's game? How have they all come through? Because Jim mentioned earlier, it sort of looks like you're walking wounded at times, but they keep turning up in defence, so are fantastic again. Any injury worries going into the prelim final against the Roosters?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a theme for us all year. We've been a bit banged up all year. Hesse got a bit of a knock on the knee, so we'll assess that exactly once we get back home and get into some recovery. But apart from that, I think Antonio might have copped a bit of a strained knee in the ribs there earlier. But apart from that, I think we're all right.
He's copying it left, right and centre, Antonio.
As I said, it's been a bit of an ongoing thing for us, unfortunately. But you have years like that. It's making us more resilient, if nothing else.
Mm-hmm. A six-day turnaround from last week, from the game against the Sharks to this game. Did you give any thought, because once you get on a plane, you start losing days, and we know how important recovery is. Did you give any thought to staying in Sydney? And did it have an impact on the team and the players when you got to Townsville and there were that huge crowd there to greet you?
Well, firstly, with the recovery side of it, if it's anything less than 6 days, we would have stayed down.
Right.
6 days is enough time for us to fly home, recover, and get ready to play, fly back and get ready to play again. So, first question, no, we were always going to go home. Best to recover in your own bed.
Sure.
Given some of the guys have got young families, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But what was the second question?
the lift from the crowd at the airport.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Look, the community up there are right behind us, and I think it's great. When we do arrive home, it's always nice to hear that cheer, and the boys get a lift out of it. It's a real connection with the community, and everyone feels better up there when the Cowboys are winning. So it's good. The boys need to embrace that and enjoy it, but by the same token, not get too carried away with it. We've got a couple of jobs to do yet.
I was going to ask you about that, Paul. Obviously, you would have enjoyed last night. Tremendous effort to beat the Eels. When does the preparation start for the Roosters?
They've already started. So, we're straight back into it. We'll get over this game first. But, yeah, from a coaching point of view, we've already been sort of looking at the Roosters. We've known if we won last night's game, who our opponents were going to be. So, yeah, that process starts as soon as possible.
And just from the news cycle point of view, Paul, is there any chance you can get Jonathan Thurston out doing a bit of ball work or something so that
miracle comeback?
There might be a bit of speculation around a comeback.
We'll have to wait and see. I named my squad on Tuesday.
This could be front page tomorrow.
Will he be named in the 21?
We'll find out Tuesday.
Could be front page on tomorrow.
There we go. And the other thing is, Ray, have you got an update for Paul on Cosmopol?
He pulled up well, Paul.
There was a good run last start. He showed a bit against some decent horses too, which was good to see. So, he showed a bit of promise.
We might get a win sometime over the next few weeks, hopefully. So.
Well, it'd be nice. He's due.
He's due, yeah.
I backed him each way and he got beaten in a photo for third. So
it was $41, Paul. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, $10 a plate. Anyway.
He's going okay.
Hey, Greeny, you're going all right. No doubt you've got built-in incentives in that contract of yours about making semi-finals and grand finals and all that sort of thing.
Well,
no comment, I think.
Hey, Paul, I know you're at the airport about to jump on that plane. I really appreciate your time this morning. Congratulations on the win. It's been absolutely fantastic, the performance of your players, and good luck next week against the Roosters.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
Thanks, Paul.
There he is, Paul Green. Done an amazing job.
Good
with the Cowboys.
At the airport to chime in.
Yeah. Right? We got him late. We were trying to get him, and we got him late, so we do appreciate that. But that is a big game, isn't it, against the Roosters. $1.33. The home side. Of course, he was an assistant coach at the Roosters when they won the comp back in 2013.
That's right.
And so there's a history there. North Queensland, the 2015 premiers, $3.40. A break here on the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. After the break, we'll have a sports update with Tanya. And, of course, we'll take your calls on 1353 53.
Favourite grand final?
Have to be 2000. Broncos versus Roosters. Two words. Gordon Tallis.
The Raging Bull. A rooster can't beat a bull, mate.
Impossible.
Who'll be a legend in this year's NRL finals? It could be you with Tad's great offers and markets.
Available on your Tab app at tab.com.au or at your local. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Caribbean Blaster. He blew his rivals apart in his Victoria Cup win. A current track record holder. A winner of the Chariots of Fire. Four-year-old Breeders' Crown and SA Car. Trainer Andy Gatt says he was the perfect racehorse. Get the facts. Ask someone who has a Blaster. They have perfect gait and constitution. Perfect conformation and 100% toughness. Caribbean Blaster. Standing at Yirrabee Stud in New South Wales. Visit yirrabee.com.au.
An all-Australian-owned, family-operated business, Garlow's Pies are the best premium quality pies. The difference with a Garlow's Pie is its deliciously flaky pastry on top, a bottom which is rolled extra thin, and a filling full of only 100% lean Aussie beef. These pies are bursting with flavour. Have you stocked up? Mum and Dad, Friday night is pie night with the footy, and a Garlow's chunky steak, curry beef, chicken breast, or perhaps it's a beef and mushroom that takes your fancy. Garlow's Pies, we're thin on pastry, we're big on meat.
When you need new equipment to get your business going or growing, turn to Go Getter, the equipment funding specialists. If you need a truck for your transport business, we'll help you get going. Or if you're in the business of digging or moving dirt, we'll help you get growing. Because we look at your future potential, not your past. So if you're ready to get your business going or growing, talk to Go Getter, the equipment funding specialists at gogetter.com.au.
ZNZ Hurstville Jewellers, ZNZ Jewellers has been a Hurstville institution for over a quarter of a century.
Concentrate, James.
For more than 20 years, that'll be a first. For more than 20 years, they've been the source of official NRL watches, rings, pendants and cufflinks. So, if you want the official watch of your team, like our winner today on the quiz, Ray, the Rabbitohs, the bodgiest quiz I've ever heard, or it's your business needs corporate gifts of distinction. If you're looking for an engagement or a wedding ring, or if you want remodeled jewellery or want it repaired, see Alan at ZNZ Westfield Hurstville, or visit znz.com.au. That's ZEDNZED.com.au. They are the proud sponsors of the St George Junior Referees. You're the schmuck. Yeah.
Sports Breakfast Weekend with a sports update. Here's Tanya Thomas.
The North Queensland juggernaut continues to roll on. The Cowboys last night knocking out Parramatta 24-16 in the NRL semi-final at ANZ, setting up a grand final qualifying match next Saturday against the Roosters. The team is being described as the most courageous Cowboys side ever assembled. Coach Paul Green says his team has not only an internal belief in themselves, but already have a plan for the game next week. As for Parramatta, Coach Brad Arthur said it's going to be a long pre-season and the loss is a missed opportunity that is going to hurt for a long time. Meantime, Semi-Rad Radra could be off to play in France as early as tomorrow. His bags are packed. The French rugby season is already 3 weeks in. The Giants are back in form. GWS thrashing West Coast in the AFL semi last night by 67 points at spotless, 125-58. Steve Johnson is also back. The veteran potted 6 goals in the match, coming back into the side after being dropped for the first final against Adelaide. They now go on to play Richmond in the preliminary final on Saturday afternoon at 4:45 at the MCG. John Pearce and Jordan Thompson have taken Australia to a 2-1 lead over Belgium in the Davis Cup semi-final in Brussels. The Aussie pair beat the Belgians in the double 6-3, 6-4, 6-love. Nick Kyrgios will now play David Goffin in the reverse singles that match around 10 o'clock tonight. If unsuccessful, the pressure will be on John Millman to beat world number 77 Steve Darcis. A win would see the Aussies into the final for the first time in 14 years. The matches will be at home against either Serbia or France. Now the French are leading that tie 2-1. The Wallabies registered their first win of the Rugby Championships with a 45-20 win over Argentina in Canberra, scoring 6-2. Meantime at North Harbour, a nightmare for South Africa, the All Blacks thrashing the Springboks 57-0. That win all but confirms the All Blacks will retain the Rugby Championships, having gone 8 points in the lead with 2 games to play. Manchester City moved to the top of the English Premier League table with a 6-0 win over Watford overnight. It's Watford's heaviest defeat in the top grade so far. City has now scored 15 goals in 3 matches. In other games, Crystal Palace 0, Southampton 1, Huddersfield and Leicester 1 all, Liverpool and Burnley 1 all, Newcastle 2, Stoke 1, West Brom and West Ham 0 all. Cameron Waters will start from pole position in the Sandown 500 today. Scott McLaughlin and David Reynolds in second and third, while Sebastian Vettel is on pole for the Singapore F1 Grand Prix. Daniel Ricciardo in third. And Mark Leishman has a five-shot lead heading into tomorrow's final round of the BMW Golf Championships in Illinois. After a 3-under this morning, the Aussie is at 19-under. In a tie for second is Jason Day and Ricky Fowler. They're at minus 14, and Justin Rose is next at minus 12. You know, Jason Day got a hole-in-one in the second round. Yeah. 189-yard par 317. He won a car and immediately donated it to charity.
And what sort of car?
Just
what sort of car? Like, what would excite him? Unless it's a Lamborghini or a Maserati.
Well, it was the BMW Championships. Yeah. What do you think the car would be?
Probably a Beamer.
I would say so, but that was a very nice gesture. Mm. No further evidence required to prove that Winx has transcended the sport of racing.
Mm.
Story on 60 Minutes tonight.
Mm. Exactly,
yeah,
right.
It'll be featured. And Peter Stefanovic was out at Randwick a couple of weeks ago, Ray,
yes,
wasn't he?
Yeah,
yeah, filming the story.
Had a chat with him and
yeah. Who's Winx's greatest rival?
Probably Hartnell.
Hartnell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's beaten him about six or seven times.
Right.
And second four times to the great man.
Yeah. I just wonder whether...
I think it cost about $3.5 million in difference in prize money.
Oh, the prize money, yeah, right.
I think Clapper's gone close a couple of times.
Yeah, he's run second in
the
Doncaster Tour and,
yeah,
and second yesterday. And
yeah.
Pat Webb's was really wrapped and happy. Clapper's
run. Oh, it was
run.
A great run.
Yeah.
I just wonder whether...
Epsom now.
I just wonder whether Hartnell or Happy and or Happy Clapper will be given a right of reply to Winx's 60-minute story.
Oh, I see what you mean.
You see what I mean? That
probably not.
Sometimes I don't do that. No. But anyway, there
it
we go.
It'll be a great story. Looking forward to it.
Mm. Yeah. Thank you, Tan. We do appreciate that. 1353 53 is the open line number. We get this from Manly Man now. Jimmy, winning streaks. Heather Mackay, over 20 national titles. I met her in 1975 at the opening of the Dunheved Score Centre. I'm sorry he's made that up.
Yeah.
You've made that up, Manly Man.
I love
now.
It.
I believe, anyway. Hello, Sam.
Yes, good morning, Ray and Jimmy. How are you, boys?
Good morning, Sam.
Yeah, firstly, Ray, yesterday, 8 out of 9 winners, best bet of the day, $20, 5 winners in Melbourne. You're fantastic.
Oh, well, did you back Isa Rich, Sam?
Got me out of trouble.
Oh, good
out
on
there.
You. Well done.
I was out there, Ray. I've been to every one of Winx's race starts in Sydney.
Did you think she was in trouble, Sam?
I did. But it's Winx.
Yeah.
But it's Winx.
Yes,
unbelievable.
Summed
incredible.
It up perfectly. Yeah.
I thought there'd be more people out there. I'm sorry to say. I thought there would have been many more people out there.
What was the crowd, Roman?
Just under
12.5.
Yeah, just under 13,000. It's building slowly, isn't it, Sam?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Now, Ray, Winx, 20 wins in a row. Black Caviar, 25 wins in a row.
Yeah.
I think the best horse I've seen, I'm 62. I've been going since I was 14 to the races. So for the last 48, 50 years, the best horse I've seen is without doubt Kingston Town at the moment. In Sydney, streaks, 21 wins in a row in Sydney.
Yep. Yeah,
21 wins in a row. Winx has won between 1,200 and 2,200. Black Caviar won, I think, between 1,200 and 1,400.
Yeah.
Kingston Town lost its first race, ran last. After that, it won first up at 40-1. Could have got 50s, mainly 33s. But every start, first up from the sprawl at 1, it's won from 1,200 metres to 3,200 metres.
Yeah, amazing.
Well,
and
I'll
tell you what was interesting, too. You got the great Malcolm Johnson to say Winx is better than Kingston Town.
I think Sam's a bigger King fan than I am.
Impossible.
Kingston Town fan than myself.
Impossible.
Yeah, how about Miracle Mal?
That was a big one.
She's as good as the King.
Wow.
So,
1353-53. Good on you, Sam. Appreciate that. Hello, Grant.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Good morning,
Very
Grant.
Well.
I had my thunder stolen a bit with Heather Mackay, but it wasn't the Australian Championship. She actually won the British Open 16 years consecutively, and that was before the actual World Championship at squash was... So the British Open was the World Championship.
That's right.
At squash.
Right.
So from 1962 to 1977, she was unbeaten.
She was,
Which is a fantastic run. Also, just it's not old, it is sort of a streak, but it was broken in 91. From 1962 to 2004... A woman won the British Open, which is the top notch. So that's 43 years. And it was broken in 91 by an English lady, by Lisa Opie.
Oh, an Australian woman one, did you say?
Yeah, that's
oh,
right.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I see.
So apart from 1991, basically, for 43 years, which dominated that. And, so I think Heather McKay, she's basically my favourite Australian sportsman anyway.
You guys have
played the game and know the game well enough. I mean, to win what was considered a world championship for 16 years in a row. And she retired in 79 after she won the actual inaugural women's world championship. And a lot of people consider that she could have gone on and won many more. So, just a great sports lady in general.
Yeah, but I don't think any sports person has dominated their sport, an individual sport, for as long as she did.
Edwin Moses is one. I don't think he's been a decade without a loss.
But 15 years and didn't lose a match anywhere in the world.
Yeah, Edwin McKay. But squash is not as a global sport as running.
Ah, good point. Yeah,
so Edwin Moses. Just on that, Grant, if the streak is broken in 1991, you can't call it a 43-year streak too, by the way, can you, Ray?
When did it start?
Well, whatever the 43-year period went from whatever to 2004, but that 1991... there was an English woman won it. So you can't say, well, that's the streak.
Oh, yeah, the streak was broken. Yeah.
That's right.
I thought you meant it was 43 years to 1991. No.
No.
Okay.
No, no. The streak was broken.
Yeah.
So we were thinking about a prize for Grant. We've scrubbed that out straight away. Fair enough. 1353-53, the open line number. We've got a caller there. We've got Ron on the line. Hello, Ron.
How you going, Jim?
Very well, mate.
And Ray, very good sitting there, Ray, yesterday.
Oh, good on you, Ron. How are you?
Yeah, good. I went to the races there yesterday, mate.
Oh, you were there amongst the winks?
Yeah,
crowd.
Yeah, I was there and I seen you there. And
What did you think on the home turn, Ron?
Oh, I thought, it was touch and go. I didn't know, but I went out there to watch her for the 20th win.
Yeah.
And so I was expecting her to win, you know.
Yeah.
But you ran track record time, or was it race record
race
time?
Race record time.
Yeah, race record time. But, Jim, I've got to say this. The wind come up really bad in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And everyone's clutching their dresses, their hair, their coats and everything. But Ray, he just walked around, his hair didn't move, and it's absolutely perfect.
You know, there's a reason why there's no ozone layer here in over Australia, you know. The amount of hairspray that he uses.
Oh,
I'd like to know the name of it, Jim.
Well, what is the name of it, Ray?
Good Gel.
Oh, we've got it! I tell you what, this could be one of the biggest endorsements in Australian sport.
Okay.
Ron, it's a keen observation. Well done. Of course, last week you were likened to Bronwyn Bishop.
Yeah, no, that was pretty
funny. Yeah, I saw her during the week. She's tiny.
So what are you saying? I'm small.
No, I'm not. But how high is the beehive? She looks normal height. Apparently you're only 5'7".
This is really embarrassing.
The way your hair goes, you're
producer Jeremy's saying to go for a break.
What's that? Go for a break? Yeah. No way. We're enjoying this so much.
Yeah.
All right. 1353-53, the open line number. It's a break. It's 42 minutes past 9.
Whether you like a bet on the horses, ponies, greyhounds, dogs, trots or chariots, there's never been a better time to get on Trackside. With bigger odds on every race, you've got more chances to win big. Head to your local tab to get on Trackside. Gamble responsibly.
For the best price and range on a new Mazda, go and see the man. Mazda. September brings the art of value. Right now, get an extra year's factory warranty and get 3 years roadside assistance for free on all passenger vehicles and CX-3. Plus a $500 Mazda accessory pack and Mazda factory bonuses. See the Mazda experts today. Penrith Mazda, 2016 Mazda Master Dealer, family owned and operated. Mulgoa Road, Penrith, MD18808.
Bingley's new kitchen and laundry catalogue is out now. Buy any Smeg, Westinghouse, Beko, Omega or DeLonghi cooking appliance or dishwasher and you'll receive a bonus Bingley gift card worth 10% of your purchase.
That's a great domestic deal.
Did you just make that up?
Yes.
Until October 8, get a bonus 10% Bingley gift card with any Smeg, Westinghouse, Beko, Omega or DeLonghi cooking appliance or dishwasher on catalogue products only.
And there's a great deal more in store.
Terms and conditions apply. See bingley.com.au for details.
Z&Z Jewellers has been a Hurstville institution for over a quarter of a century. And for over 20 years, they've been the source of the NRL's official watches, rings, pendants and cufflinks. So if you want the official watch of your NRL team or engagement and wedding rings, corporate gifts, all types of remodelling and repairs, Z&Z's your place. See Z&Z at Westfield Hurstville or visit znz.com.au.
Proud sponsors of the St George Junior Referees.
Breaking news, Jim.
Yes.
The ATC have just announced that they have secured Brave Smash in their slot in the Everest. So that's 7 runners now confirmed as definite starters in the Everest on October 14.
Brave Smash is currently an $11 chance at tab.com.au. Proudly Australian-owned and family-operated, Garlo's pies are the best premium quality pies. The difference with the Garlo's pies, it's deliciously flaky pastry on top, a bottom that's rolled extra thin, and a filling full of 100% lean Aussie beef. You know, Bronson Garlick is in action today for Canterbury in their intra-super premiership match.
Good young player.
Yeah, good young player. A little bit light for the back row, but he gets through his work. Needs to put on a bit of weight. But
how do you do that?
These pies are bursting with flavour. Garlo's pies are available in all Coles and IGA stores. If you can't find them, please ask for Garlo's pie by name. And if you do eat the Garlo's, you'll be putting on the good weight because it's lean Aussie beef. Mm. It'll be good weight. No, he's carrying around bad weight, Ray. You know that, the fitness fanatic. Magnificent range. Including the lean beef, the curry beef, the chicken breast pies, plus Garlo's family pies, the Cornish pasties, the junior pies, and the world-famous sausage rolls, just to name a few. And if you can't find them, please, do what Ray Thomas does and ask for the Garlo's pies by name. Don't you know who I am?
I'll never, ever say that. I'm a battler from the western suburbs, mate. You know that.
With magnificent hair. What's the name of the stuff you use?
Oh, we're not going there again, are we?
What was
keep
it?
Keep going. It's just good gel.
It could be an endorsement. Garlo's pies, they're thin on pastry, they are big on meat.
The man who can see the crowd now rise to acclaim him because Sebastian Vettel starts off 2017 by winning the Australian Grand Prix. Ferrari on top down under.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
I've been called a hard man 3 times in that ad break. And we know that's code for, don't you?
No,
not happy about his hair being...
Move on.
Yeah,
move
all right. On. Okay. Time now to speak to Trent Lenscar. Now, from what I understand, Trent's no chance of getting a hair product deal. Is that right, Ray?
We'll ask him. He might be lucky.
Trent, do you think you're any chance of getting a hair product deal?
You're talking to the wrong guy, fellas. It's usually Nick Quinn the one that is in that battle. He actually has his voicemail message, Jimmy, that he's got the number one hair in racing, and Ray bristles at that on each occasion.
No, Ray shouldn't bristle at it. Nick's wrong. Ray has the best hair in racing.
Nick's got 30 years on me, so he's...
Doesn't matter. What I will say is I think there's a colour goes in Nick Quinn's hair.
Yeah, I think Ray's is untouched in that respect.
I agree.
We've got one thing right.
Flaxen hair is magnificent.
A couple little greys on the side, though. Yeah. We'll better move on.
All right, let's go. Melbourne.
No fun this morning, Trent.
The Roosters and North Queensland, Trent.
They always keep me on my toes, fellas, I know that. So, Friday night at Amy Park, we have Melbourne. Well, they open $1.30. They're into $1.28. Brisbane, $3.50. Out to $3.75. The line for the game is 9.5 points. And then, as soon as we could last night, we head up for Saturday night's preliminary final at Allianz Stadium. The Sydney Roosters, $1.33. And the Giant Killers, North Queensland, at $3.40. The line for the game is 8.5 points. And on the Premiership, well, Melbourne, they've been odds on for a few weeks. They're $1.70. The Sydney Roosters, $3.50. Brisbane 9 and North Queensland this time. Last week they were 101 fellas. They're now $10 to win the Premiership, which would be a mighty effort considering that Jonathan Thurston's been unavailable for pretty much the whole season.
Yeah, they've been fantastic. Adelaide and Richmond look pretty good in week one of the finals, but I tell you what, Geelong and GWS are coming after them, Trent.
It seems to be the way here, Ray, that whoever has the week off, they seem to be forgotten about. And all of a sudden, yeah, Geelong and GWS are the best thing since sliced bread. But we've got the preliminary finals in the AFL Friday night at the Adelaide Oval. Adelaide $1.42 and Geelong $2.95. And there'll be plenty of words there for Patrick Dangerfield, the former Crow there as a cat. The line for the game is 16.5 points. And then Saturday, it's a 4:45 start at the MCG, where there'll be probably 85,000, 90,000 there, and about 83,000 will be Richmond fans. They are $1.58 against GWS at $2.45. The line there is 8.5. And with the AFL Premiership, Adelaide the $2.50 favourites, Richmond at $3, GWS at $5, and Geelong $6.
ODIs start tonight, Chennai, India the favourites.
They are, Jimmy, and amazing to think there's actually cricket happening, but yes, the first of 5 ODIs 6 o'clock start. India $1.65 and Australia $2.25. Just India high bat, Virat Kohli and Rohit Sharma, the $3.75 equal favourites. While for the Aussies, David Warner $3.75 to get the most runs, and Steve Smith at $4. And just a couple of other events: the Davis Cup semi-finals. We've got the reverse singles up for tonight. So at 10 o'clock, we've got David Goffin $2.35 and Nick Kyrgios $1.57. If Kyrgios can win that, Australia is through to the final. If not, well, then we have to go to the deciding fifth rubber. And at the moment, Steve Darcis and John Millman, it's $1.87 each of two. But from 10 o'clock tonight, hopefully the Aussies get through to the Davis Cup final. And you've talked about the EPL this morning with Phil Moss. 10:30, Chelsea $1.75 at home to Arsenal. And at 1 o'clock in the morning, Manchester United $1.33 against Everton. There's plenty on, and you can check out all those markets and plenty more at tab.com.au.
Good on you, Trent.
Yeah, appreciate that, mate. And we will do it again next week. Trent Lanscale with all the latest there from tab.com.au. The other big sponsor that we have here at the moment, of course, is Steve Foster and Sons Quality Cars. They've been with the program for, I think it's a decade.
Fair dinkum.
I think it's a decade. Loyal. Scotty Foster might be able to clear it up even further. Hello, Scotty.
Good morning, boys. We've actually been sponsors of Sky Sports Radio since the end of 2002, so it's 15 years really. So,
fantastic, Scott.
But we've had the spot on the Sunday program here. Yeah, it would be probably just over 10 years, but yeah, we had it on the Big Sports Breakfast before that.
Fantastic.
Much appreciated, Scott. Keeping us in a job a little bit longer anyway.
That's right. Look, I won't mention the Eels, Scotty.
No, it was disappointing. Mm. It's heartbreaking. I think Parramatta, they just seem to, I don't know, to lose the games that people think they're going to win and win or compete in the games that, you know, that we think they're not going to. So, yeah, I think they'll hopefully learn from it and come back. I was just listening to Trent, though, boys. I wonder if Parramatta won, if the Roosters would be $1.30 favourites against Parramatta. So I think the Cowboys are a good price if they're $3, like you just mentioned.
That's a very good point. They would have been,
much closer in the market.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Good point, Scott.
Righto, tell us about this Holden VZSS V8 sedan.
Yes, boys, this is a beast. It's going to become very rare soon. It's the V8 Commodore is departing, but this is an absolute beauty. It's powered by the big 5.7-litre V8 engine. It's got a 5-speed automatic transmission. This thing really hammers along. It also comes with sports exhaust, sports seats and sports suspension. So it's an awesome car to drive. It handles beautifully. This one's white in colour. It comes with logbooks and service history, and it's in great condition. Whereas we had one a couple of months back, and we're inundated with people looking for them. So we found another one. This is in great condition. It's on sale for the listeners today at just $10,990. So go to the website, www.fosterscqualitycars.com.au. Now, you don't want to miss this one because there will be none of these left soon. So you've got to be quick. Get in or give us a call now on 9637 5024.
And, Scotty, as always, you've got some great finance packages available too, mate.
We certainly do. So if you need some finance to buy this car or any vehicle, actually, you can give us a call. We've got some great finance packages available. We've got some great rates, but we're also helping a lot of people that couldn't previously get finance get into a car. If you've had credit issues in the past, then now is the time to call. If you're on a pension, have paid or unpaid defaults, or you're starting a new business and need a work vehicle, then go to our website, www.fosterscqualitycars.com.au, or give us a call today on 9637 5024, because we can help you get into a vehicle now.
We got any Wenny sides in the grand finals?
We certainly have, boys. So, unfortunately, Parramatta missed out. So did the Wenny Sydney Shield side. But the Ron Massey Cup side,
good one.
They played Guildford yesterday and absolutely smashed them. I think it was 38-8. And they missed about five or six goals as well. So they absolutely hitting form at the right time. Mm. And they play in the grand final next week at Leichhardt Oval. And that's Chris Yates' side.
Oh, right, eh?
Yates made it into the grand final. So good luck to the boys next week at Leichhardt Oval.
Good job to him. Well done. Good on you, Yatesy. Well done that. And Matty Foster's back?
He is. He got back yesterday, unfortunately. Got home, I think, about 5:30 last night, and then watched Parramatta get hammered. So, we might send him back overseas, I think. Tell him to come back after the grand final next year.
He's back from England. Everything's looking up for Matty Foster, that's all.
Oh, it is. Oh, mate, he's back, and they've had a bit of trouble over there again, so yeah. It's good to have him back here. So
absolutely.
He's a bit safer. But he scored plenty of runs over there, and hopefully he can do the same for Wes up there in Brisbane in their comp when he gets back to playing.
Sounds good, mate. Good on you, Scotty. We'll speak again next week.
All right, guys. See you later.
There is Scotty Foster from Steve Foster & Sons Quality Cars. Been sponsoring this program for well over a decade. Foster'sQualityCars.com.au. If you want the car, they don't have it there. Get them to source it for you. They can do that. Give them a call, 9637 5024.
Every day, Sky Sports Radio leads the way in racing news and information. Racing HQ brings you trainers, jockeys, form analysts, and the all-important breaking race news. I got the news. Back Tuesday morning at 9 for Golden Rose Week. Racing HQ's News Hour on Sky Sports Radio.
Whether you like having a bet, a punt, or even a flutter, it's time to get on Trackside. With races 24-7 and better odds on all runners in all races, you've got more chances to win big. Head to your local tab to get on Trackside. Gamble responsibly.
Warrawing Needy was freakishly fast at 2, 149.4. Warrawing Needy was faster still at 3. Warrawing Needy was the fastest horse in the world at 4, 146.4. Warrawing Needy was one of the fastest and most exciting pacers of the last decade. Warrawing Needy, standing at Yerribee Start in New South Wales. Visit yerribee.com.au.
When you need new equipment to get your business going or growing, turn to GoGetter, the equipment funding specialists. If you need a truck for your transport business, we'll help you get going. Or if you're in the business of digging or moving dirt, we'll help you get growing. Because we look at your future potential, not your past. So if you're ready to get your business going or growing, talk to GoGetter, the equipment funding specialists, at gogetter.com.au.
A bit of Macklemore. Look forward to that on Grand Final Day, October 1. You'll have Macklemore too.
Macklemore. Is it sure?
You can hear the L in there. Can you hear it? Macklemore.
No, but is that how you pronounce it?
Mm-hmm.
I heard someone during the week pronounce it Macklemore. No, seriously.
Was it on 2GB?
It was, actually.
I know Alan Jones is not a fan of Macklemores, but there you go. Craig from Cronulla is a fan of the program. He's text in about streaks. Bryce Gibbs scored a try in the 2005 Grand Final. His next try was 142 games later in round 26, 2013. That's not a bad one.
A couple of people mentioned the 1974 Doncaster.
Oh, yes. What happened?
Battle between Taunton and Toltrice.
Right.
But there was a couple, a little bit ahead of the two horses, streaking across the finish line.
Right.
And
literally?
Yes.
Okay.
Famous moment in racing at Randwick, that was.
There you go. Well, speaking of, the best ever streak was by Mark Roberts, who streaked the Super Bowl 38 after the halftime show. He ran on dressed as an umpire, stopped the kickoff, ripped off the gear and did a dance. He has been quoted as saying, streaking is better than sex. When asked why, he replied, well, I've never had 75,000 people cheering me on when I've been on the job. also, the 1975 Roosters, 19 wins in a row. That's Jack from Olba.
Yeah, so that was good.
Jack. Morris from Maroochydore has contributed to the program. The sports administrators are short-sighted. Last night, a triple header amongst the codes. So rugby union, rugby league, AFL. All vying for viewers and nothing on today. Mm. Come on, wake up, says Morris.
That's a really good point, actually. Nothing to watch this afternoon.
Exactly. Mm. Why wouldn't you put it on at different time? Good point, Morris.
All competing against each other.
Yeah. Now, go through your tips again, because we raced through them previously.
Okay. Dubbo Gold Cup Day. Mm-hmm. Race 2, number 2, Foxtown. Into race 7, number 1, Danish Lace. The two best. In the Cup, race 8, I thought number 9, Schedule, would be very hard to beat.
Right.
And at Kembla Grange this afternoon, race 2, number 5, Legal Girl. Mm-hmm. Into race 7, number 3, Cuba. Nice horse, Cuba.
Now, how's your form been going on a Sunday?
We didn't do too well last week.
No. Dare I say, it's a little stumble. But they say the darkest hour is right before the dawn.
I love that expression.
So we're expecting big things out of you today.
He's hoping.
Okay,
he's
all right. Hoping. He's hoping, yeah. Now, we've got another one coming in here, an SMS. This is a good one. Wondering what you boys thinks. He's saying thinks, not winks. So I wonder what you boys thinks if Winks could win the Everest on current prep.
Probably not.
Although I'm not much of a judge, I declared her no hope at the 400.
On the current prep, no, because she's getting ready for a Cox Plate.
Mm.
But if Chris Waller set her for an Everest, could she win it?
Could she win it? That's
probably
the big question.
Probably.
And what odds would Tab give me that Todd Carney's going to be a Raiders player in 2018? Released from Salford, we heard that. So we'll have to wait and see. Coming up on Racing HQ, full double preview with Mick Wallace. Wayne Harris will preview the Kembla Grange meeting. And, of course, remember, tune in to TK and Slats tomorrow from 5:30. They'll be going through all the weekend sport.